Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, June 11th, we told you about a couple of tornadoes, a couple of F2s that came to the Wichita area 66 years ago, 1958. Mm-hmm. One of them hit Andover, and then another was about an eight-block area in North Wichita. Four people were injured. We had no fatalities reported. And I got a message from Cody Charvet. He is the Deputy Director of Sedgwick County Emergency Management, that he had a little bit more to that story. And there is some more. It's pretty interesting. Cody's with us this morning. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Now, as I understand it, we may have made history that day in 1958 right here in Wichita. Tell me about it.
Well, I think so. And listening to your story reminded me of this research that I had done a few years ago. So just to set the stage, we're talking the early days of the air raid sirens. They were installed in 1953 and thankfully have never been used in that capacity. But the year before 58, in fact, 1957 was the year of the deadly Ruskin Heights tornado in the Kansas City suburbs. That left 44 dead and 531 injured. And the folks there in civil defense realized they had these sirens that they could use for warning of tornadoes. And so they came up with a plan up there, and Wichita and Sedgwick County copied the plan. And so they decided that, you know, the warning system at the time, the National Weather Service as we know it today didn't exist. The emergency broadcast system as we know it today didn't exist. So there was no good way to warn folks if they weren't watching the TV or radio, no cell phones, of course, that a tornado was coming. And so they came up with this plan. They tested it on April 1st to sound the sirens in a pretend tornado situation. And they said, yeah, this will work. So then just barely 2 months later, on June 11th of 58, the Weather Bureau at the time issued weather wire warning that there was a tornado forming over East Wichita. And so, again, there was no dispatch, no 911 as we know it today. So dispatch was handled by a police staff. And the sergeant in charge that night, Sergeant Paul Hansen, got this weather wire and said, okay, we've got a plan to sound the sirens. But the plan was he had to get permission. So he tried to call the city manager, found out he was out of town, tried to call the director of public works, and he didn't answer. And so at that point, without proper authorization, he had the authority to sound the sirens, and that's what he did. Sergeant Hanshin pushed the button, and police cars and fire trucks went up and down the streets with their sirens on and warning people. And as far as we can determine, that night was the first night ever anywhere in the United States that the air raid sirens were used as tornado sirens. And now, of course, that's what they're known as tornado sirens.
Of course, those sirens were installed during the height of the Cold War when there's a possibility at all times. I grew up in that time, a possibility at all times that the nuclear exchange could happen. And we needed to have a siren tell you it's time to go to shelter.
Yeah, exactly. It was, you know, we've always called them outdoor warning devices, and we still do to this day. But, of course, people call them tornado sirens. But yeah, you're right. Back in the days, they were referred to as air raid sirens. And I even saw instances in print where they were referred to as atomic bomb sirens. So that was their purpose. Thankfully, never used for that.
Now, how many sirens do you don't know how many we had then, but how many sirens
yes,
have we
I
got?
Do.
Oh, you actually, do? How many did we have then?
There were 13 sirens. One of them was very close at the old U.S. 54 drive-in out there at Kellogg and Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And 13 of those sirens, and actually three of them are still in service to this day in Sedgwick County.
Okay. So how many?
Three of the original 13. We've got 153 now. including those three, one at Fire Station 32 in Park City, one at Fire Station 38 out in East Wichita, and then one at Fire Station 20 on South Greenwich.
Wow.
And if you've ever been close to one of those things, when they go off, they make a really big noise.
They are loud. I accidentally sounded one yesterday when I was working on it. Kind of took me by surprise. And, yeah, you don't want to be right underneath it like I was at that time.
Woo. Well, it's the National Weather Service in their story about the 1958 episode there, the incident. They said there were only four people injured, and that's pretty good. Maybe the sirens actually worked. What do you think?
Yeah, there was a report in the Eagle a day or two later. They interviewed some folks that suffered heavy damage. I think they lived on Ida Street. And their account was that, the radio and the TV weren't broadcasting the warning yet, but the sirens went off, and that alerted them to the fact that there was a problem, a tornado coming. So they just barely, they grabbed their kids out of their bedroom and just barely made it to their basement right before their house got destroyed around them. And it was definitely because of the siren that they were safe.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, in the time that I've been in radio and on broadcasting, the and yourself too, Cody, the advances that have been made in warnings and with social media and so forth are just amazing. You can't escape getting a warning somehow wherever you are.
And that's true, and that's what we strive for. We tell folks that you have to have a multi-layered approach to receiving these warnings. And sirens can be one of those layers, but they really should be your last layer. They're intended for people who are outdoors, away from radio and TV, maybe even away from their cell phone because they're on the golf course or on the ball field or something like that. It's that very last line of defense. Unfortunately, some people still think of them as their first line of warning, and that's not the case. They should be your last indicator that something's wrong. You should have already heard the warning on radio, TV, your phone, or something like that. But just in case, we got the sirens too.
What's the criteria for sounding those? I mean, do you have to have an actual tornado on the ground someplace close, or can you do it on a radar echo or not?
Well, our criteria is a tornado warning issued for any part of Sedgwick County or a field report from a train spotter who has sighted a tornado on the ground, and we just haven't got the warning out yet.
Okay.
And that's really the only thing. We don't sound them for high wind events or anything else. It's just for a tornado warning.
And talked about Officer Hansen kind of sticking his neck out there. Who takes responsibility here? Who makes the call?
Well, it's supposed to be automated. It's our siren computers are hooked up to the National Weather Service computers. So when you're watching TV and a tornado warning is issued, you change from 3 to 10 to 12. The map always shows the warning polygon in exactly the same place because they're hooked into the National Weather Service computer, and so are we. So as soon as that warning polygon hits our computer, in theory, it triggers the sirens that are in that area to sound. The problem is, we can't test that. You can't issue a fake warning activate the emergency alert system and activate people's cell phones and all that. So we take it on faith. It's worked every time it's needed to, but we trust that it's going to work again.
As far as maintenance on those things, some of them, the three sound like they're a pretty old piece of equipment. Is there anything special that you do, Cody, to keep them in shape?
Yeah, we do routine maintenance on them. Those three that I mentioned were taken down from their original locations and fully refurbished, repainted, new pieces and parts installed, new belts and things like that, gears oiled and all that. So we've got a siren contractor that comes around and does preventative maintenance on the whole fleet of sirens.
All right. Cody, hey, thanks for being with us. Good information.
Yeah, great story.
Appreciate it, Cody.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Cody Charvet, Deputy Director of Sedgwick County Emergency Management with Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:42 here on this Wednesday morning. Coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update for you. Ascension Via Christi Hospital's back online after a cyber attack. That's on the way. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.